This is WCWP, Brookville, public radio that rocks. From the North Shore of Nassau, 88.1 FM, and beyond, WCWP.org.
Welcome to Instrumental Invasion. Here's your host, Mike Shimeri.
Yes, this is Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri. We ride into another week with a Vince Guaraldi composition recorded for the 1975 CBS TV special. You're a Good Sport, Charlie Brown is the special, and Motocross is the cue. Tequila, 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. That was Wes Montgomery with a cover of Tequila by The Champs, the title track to the third of Wes's three 1966 albums. Saxophonist Danny Flores wrote Tequila for his Champs band under the name Chuck Rio, a name he adopted because he was under contract to a different record label. Wes played electric guitar on his cover, Ron Carter was on acoustic bass, Grady Tate on drums, and Ray Barreto on congas. Arranging and conducting it all was Klaus Ogerman. Before that, Vince Guaraldi and his trio with Motocross, which Vince composed and recorded in 1975. For the CBS special, You're a Good Sport, Charlie Brown. This cue and many others can be found on the 2007 compilation Vince Guaraldi and the Lost Cues from the Charlie Brown TV Specials, Volume 1. Volume 2, with incorrect track listings, came out in 08. On Motocross, Seward McCain played filtered electric bass, Mark Rosengarten was on drums, and Vince played everything else. Acoustic piano, Rhodes piano, mini Moog, which reminded me of Tom Scott on Lyricon, and ARP string ensemble, layered on top of each other. 6 years earlier, Herb Alpert and the Tijuana Brass had an NBC TV special and album called The Brass Are Coming, and this is the title track, the second in a row. Chick Corea on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org with Sicily from Friends in 1978, written by Chick as the spiritual sequel to Spain, even though Sicily is part of Italy. Chick was on Rhodes piano, Joe Farrell on flute, Eddie Gomez on double bass, which is acoustic, and Steve Gadd on drums. Steve will be back next hour with Allison Brown. Before Chick, it was Herb Alpert and the Tijuana Brass with The Brass Are Coming, the title track to their 1969 release and NBC special. The Brass Are Coming is really the Little Train of the Caipira, written by Heitor Villa-Lobos in 1930 as the last movement of his Baquionis Brasileiras Número 2. Caipira is Portuguese for bush people and refers to the inhabitants of rural and south-central Brazil. I know Herb was on trumpet here, and I have to assume John Pisano played electric guitar and banjo like Allison Brown next hour, Bob Edmondson on trombone, and Nick Ciroli on drums, among others. Trumpeter Miles Davis's homage to Desmond Tutu leads off the next segment of Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri. You'll find instrumentals from many genres on Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri.
And WCWP.com.
You're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri here at 88.1 WCWP.
Before we get to Miles Davis, I have more tidbits about tonight's first two songs. One, Danny Flores, a.k.a. Chuck Rio, wrote Tequila in the style of Cuban Mambo. Two, Motocross was the theme of You're a Good Sport, Charlie Brown, because Charles Schulz's sons were into motocross. Now then, in September 1986, the same month South African anti-apartheid activist Desmond Tutu was enthroned as Archbishop of Cape Town, Miles Davis released the tribute album, Tutu. Here's the title track, tonight's third. It's 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. The Rippingtons with Destiny from Tourist in Paradise in 1989, 20 years after The Brass Are Coming. Like most Rippington songs, Destiny was composed by founding member Russ Freeman. Russ played about as much as Vince Guaraldi, acoustic and electric guitars, guitar synth, keyboards, synth bass, keyboard programming, and drum programming. Brandon Fields was on alto sax, Tony Morales on hi-hat and cymbals, and Steve Reed on percussion and soundscape. Before that, Miles Davis with Tutu, the title track to his 1986 release, 20 years after Wes Montgomery's Tequila. Said title track, Tutu, was written by Marcus Miller as a tribute to then newly enthroned Archbishop Desmond Tutu, an anti-apartheid activist in his native South Africa. Marcus also played a lot, multiple bass guitars, keyboards, and drum programming. Keyboard programming duty went to Jason Miles. Miles Davis was on muted trumpet, Jabali Billy Hart on real drums and bongos, and the rest of the percussion by Paulinho da Costa, who's from Southeast Brazil, born and raised in Rio de Janeiro. On to 1994, where we find Najee on flute with a tune called Broken Promises. Najee on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org with Broken Promises from Share My World in 1994. He wrote Broken Promises with another one-name guy, Fareed. Najee was on flute and keyboards, Fareed on drum and percussion programming. Alex Shantzis played additional keyboards, and Artie Reynolds was on bass. Share My World was recorded in the Springfield Gardens neighborhood of Southeast Queens. And next, on Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri, we'll head west of Springfield Gardens to the Statue of Liberty with Yellow Jackets.
Every good conversation starts with good listening.
And on the WCWP radio app.
It's Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri, here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
Going from flute to bass clarinet, it's Yellow Jackets with Statue of Liberty.
Hi, I'm Bernie Bernard. You're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
Thanks, Bernie. That was Ken Navarro with his composition, A Part of It All, from Island Life in 2000. Ken played acoustic guitar and any keyboards not played by Dan LaMaestra, who was also on piano. Gary Granger played bass, Blues Webb on drums, and percussion by Kevin Prince. Before Ken's song from Island Life, it was Liberty Island Life with Yellow Jackets. Statue of Liberty was their song from Blue Hats in 1997. Band member Russell Ferrante played piano on his Ode to the Statue, also known as Liberty Enlightening the World. In fact, that's its official title. Bob Mintzer was on bass clarinet, Jimmy Haslip on bass guitar, and Will Kennedy on drums. Taking us into hour two, Houston native Joe Sample's ode to a tree in the front yard of his childhood home, the pecan tree.
WCWP, Brookville, public radio that rocks, 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
This is hour two of Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri. Hour one ended with The Pecan Tree by Joe Sample, the fourth title track of the hour from 2002. Joe had a big pecan tree in the front yard of his childhood home in Houston, Texas. He played piano on his composition with Peter Wolf, his real name, on keyboards. That's Frank Zappa Peter Wolf, not Jay Giles' band Peter Wolf, whose last name at birth was Blankfield. Dean Parks on electric guitar, Jay Anderson on acoustic bass, Larry Aberman on drums and percussion by Lenny Castro. Lenny returns on the last song of the show, but hour two begins with a medley by the Bob James Trio, Feel Like Making Love and Nightcrawler.
Hi, this is Bob James, and you're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
Bob and his trio played a medley of two of his early songs, Feel Like Making Love or Make In Love and Nightcrawler. The medley was on Feel Like Making Live, with an I instead of an O, released on January 28th, but recorded 3 years and 3 months earlier outside of Seattle, Washington. In fact, they recorded 4K videos with Dolby Atmos sound, which was subsequently extracted for use in MQA CD players. The version you heard on Instrumental Invasion was ripped from a regular CD player, but the video is on YouTube if you want to see. It is on Blu-ray, but only in Japan. Feel Like Making Love was written by Gene McDaniels in 1974 for Roberta Flack. Bob played on that original Roberta Flack session, then recorded his own version for his solo debut album that same year, One, with more musicians from that Roberta Flack session. Nightcrawler was all Bob, written for Heads, his fifth release in 77. On the Making Live session, Bob started on Rhodes piano, then transitioned to regular piano midway through Nightcrawler. Michael Palazzolo played acoustic bass, and Billy Kilson was on drums. Here's another song from a live recording session, but with the CD and video made simultaneously. Off Scott Wilkie's Studio Live, this is Fruit Sandwich.
You're listening to Mike Shimeri. Smile, Mike. He's always taking our pictures around WCWP. I thought I'd surprise him with this one. But tonight, it's Instrumental Invasion here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
Thank you, Jeff Kroll. That was Scott Wilkie with the 2017 edition of Fruit Sandwich from Studio Live, as opposed to Feel Like Making Live. Scott's composition, Fruit Sandwich, originated on his 2000 album, More Than You Know. Know that Scott played piano on the Studio Live version, Dave Hill on electric guitar, Nathan Brown on electric bass, Jeff Olson on drums, and percussion by Monette Marino. Charlie Brown is fiction, Nathan Brown is real, and so are Allison and Dean Brown. Dean goes first, next on Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri.
Hi, this is Tony Chiguardo, the host of the Monday night edition of The Rock Show. 4F, free format for free.
And WCWP.org.
You're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri here at 88.1 WCWP.
This is guitarist Dean Brown's tribute to fellow guitarist B.B. King. Hail to the King. It's Instrumental Invasion on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org, and a show with tributes to Desmond Tutu, the Statue of Liberty, and a pecan tree. That was Dean Brown with Hail to the King, a tribute to B.B. King from Unfinished Business, Better Than Broken Promises, in 2012, a decade ago. Dean wrote Hail to the King and played multiple electric guitars, one of which sounded like Lucille. He was backed up by Kirk Whalum on tenor sax, Hadrian Farreau on bass, Dennis Chambers on drums, and Bobby Sparks on Hammond B3 organ, Rhodes piano, and Mini Moog. Vince Guaraldi played those last two at the top of the show. Mark T. Jordan plays B3 on Wind and Sea by banjo player Allison Brown. No relation. Ali Silk on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org with Get Out Claws, his double entendre composition from All We Need in 2010. Claws is spelled C-L-A-W-S, so Get Out Claws refers to the clause ending in U-S-E in a contract and means to reveal your possibly adamantium claws. Yeah, like that, Logan. Mark James, with an I, played electric guitar and bass, and Ollie played everything else, like Vince Guaraldi. Acoustic piano, Rhodes piano, organ, possibly Hammond B3, keyboards, and drum programming. Before that, Allison Brown on banjo with her composition Wind and Sea. W-I-N-D-A-N-S-E-A, from The Song of the Banjo in 2015. Besides Allison on banjo, Christian Settlemeyer was on fiddle, violin, Mark T. Jordan on B3 organ, John Jarvis on piano, Joe Davidian on piano during the bridge, Jim Oblon on electric guitar, Allison's husband Gary West on bass, Steve Gadd on drums, as he was last hour with Chick Corea, and the percussion tag team of Byron Lawrence, spelled differently, and Kenny Malone, spelled normally. Delvon Lamar plays Hammond B3 organ with his organ trio as they lead off tonight's last segment of Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri.
Another Saturday night that I ain't got nobody.
You always have someone on Saturday night.
Celebrating over two decades here at WCWP.
It's Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
I am certain that the Delvon Lamar Organ Trio, DLO3, are leading off this last segment of the night with Uncertainty. Yeah, 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. David Benoit with the 2022 edition of his composition Cabin Fever, the last track on A Midnight Rendezvous, whose street date was February 18th. Cabin Fever originated on David's 1989 album Waiting for Spring. The Midnight Rendezvous version was also the last part of the three big band songs Sweet. Members of Gordon Goodwin's Big Fat Band, PHAT, made up David's Big Band, which he arranged, conducted, and orchestrated. The soloists were Eric Marienthal on alto sax, Gordon on tenor, and Francisco Torres on trombone. The rhythm section was David on piano, Roberto Valli on acoustic bass, and Merrick native Dan Schnell on drums. I saw David, Roberto, and Dan at my father's place in Roslyn back in June 2019. Before Cabin Fever, we heard Uncertainty by the Delvon Lamar Organ Trio, DLO3, from Cold as Weiss, released the week before David on February 11th. Uncertainty was certainly written collectively by Delvon on organ, Jimmy James, aka Jabril Williams, on guitar, and the titular Daniel Vanilla Weiss on drums. Uncertainty reminds me of the Dan Siegel song Epilogue from Oasis in 1981, but slower. Incidentally, Epilogue also had organ. The penultimate song of the night is the fifth title track and third with flute, Shine by Kim Scott, no relation to Tom. Kim Scott on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org with Shine, the title track to an album released on February 4th in between Feel Like Making Live and Cold as Weiss. Kim wrote Shine with Adam Hawley. Kim played flutes and sang the title, Shine, while Adam played rhythm guitar, keyboards, and drum programming. Blake Aaron was featured on lead guitar and Eric Valentine on drums. Eric also plays drums on tonight's last song, Da Funk, by Rick Braun from his eponymous February 11th release, same day as Cold as Weiss. Rick wrote Defunk and played Defunk and brought it in on trumpet, muted and unmuted, trombone, and keyboards, including organ. Tony Polizzi was on guitar, Nate Phillips on bass, I told you about Eric Valentine on drums, and returning from Joe Sample's The Pecan Tree, Lenny Castro on percussion. Thank you very much for listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari. I hope you enjoyed it as much as I enjoyed putting it together. Da Funk by Rick Braun marks the end of the show. So long.